Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a little bit of a change of pace here with Alana Lee, Miss Nevada 2011, plus our political power pundits, Michael Hackett and Fred Locke. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Yeah.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Alana Lee. She is Miss Nevada 2011. Pleasure to have you on the program, Alana. And the first thing I want to ask you is, how did you get
Sam,
started?
Sam, the pleasure's mine.
Thank you very much. How did you get involved in the pageant game?
It's a funny story, actually. I'm not that Toddlers and Tiaras pageant girl. My dad, John Lee, you know him, suggested that I do the homecoming pageant at my college, Dixie State College, 2 years ago in October, and I didn't want to do it, but I ended up doing it and won on my first try, went to state, didn't win, and thought, okay, this scholarship money is too good to pass up. I came to Nevada, won Miss Clark County, and then Miss Nevada in July.
What kind of scholarship money are we talking about here?
Oh, quite a bit, to be honest. My first title gave me full tuition scholarship for an entire year of schooling, and just winning Miss Nevada, I think I got $9,000 in scholarship money, as well as $1,600 for winning Miss Clark County. So it's been really rewarding.
One of the things that's always impressed me about the Miss Nevada pageant is the amount of support that you get from previous winners. And I'm talking, you know, women who are mature and have kids of their own. How much support did you get?
A lot. You know, they say once you're in pageant world, it's a sisterhood, and especially when you've shared the same title as someone previously. So it's nice as I get ready for Miss America, previous Miss Nevadas, Juliana Urdez and Christina Keegan, Chris Kratz, they all come together and kind of give me the information that they learned when they went to Miss America that can be valuable sometimes in preparation, kind of give me the leg up on others, I think, sometimes.
When is the Miss America pageant being held?
January 14th at Planet Hollywood here in Las Vegas. So home court advantage, I'm hoping, but we'll see.
That's going to be pretty amazing. Let me ask you this, and I ask this of candidates frequently when they're running for election for office. What's the difference between running for Miss Nevada and actually being Miss Nevada?
Well, the difference, I would say, is responsibilities. The way I've kind of broken it down, and this isn't the Miss America understanding, but you have different roles in your different titles. A local title holder is Miss Clark County. I did a lot of events, just kind of volunteering, welcoming people, passing things out. But as Miss Nevada, I'm more of a feature when I go to an event. They introduce me, I speak, I perform. I have more of a role, and I think as Miss America, and hopefully I'll find out eventually, they host events because of you. So there's kind of that breakdown in duties and roles and in representation.
When you say perform, in what way do you perform?
I sing, and that's actually my talent at Miss America. But I would say my best performances are when I speak. That's something I feel really comfortable doing as a communication major. I'm not a talent major or anything like that in anything musical or artistic, but I do, it's a means to an end, I guess, and gets me into the room, but my speaking keeps me there.
What kind of things do you talk about?
It depends on the event, to be honest. Last month, I had the opportunity to speak at the governor's banquet on Nevada Day, during the Nevada Day celebration, and I spoke about patriotism, and that kind of venue was more catered towards what is so wonderful about Nevada these days, despite all of the misfortunes that we've had recently. So it just depends. I also speak a lot of my platform, which is patriotism, rock the vote, and that's my platform in the Miss America system, kind of like my personal community service objective, and I speak on that and the importance of youth involving themselves in the political process and in patriotism and loving our country.
I want to get more into discussing that in our next segment here. For example,
okay.
When you're talking to a group, when we have such troubles in the Silver State, what are the words of encouragement that you offer? What's the optimism?
I guess the optimism lies in our citizenry. I know that there's a lot of things that happen that are unpredictable, unavoidable, and very discouraging for everyone in the state. I know, especially during the IHOP shootings and the Reno air races, everyone in Nevada was affected. If you hadn't been at the race, you still knew somebody that was there, and it affected our economy, and it affected just the spirit of Nevada at that time. And I just offer the words of encouragement that despite these issues, Nevada is still a wonderful place to be. We support one another in times of need, exactly like the governor's banquet did. We've fundraised a lot of money for those people affected by these tragedies. So in times of trouble, that's when people pull together, and Nevada certainly does that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Miss Nevada, Alana Lee, when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. KRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes KRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Miss Nevada 2011, Alana Lee. Now, your platform was patriotism and rock the vote. So let's talk about that. As you go out and talk to, and I'm presuming you're talking to everybody, not just the youth, but what kind of response are you getting from people? Are they already fed up with presidential politics, for example, or are they engaged? What's the response they're giving to you?
Well, I've got a split response right now. It's interesting. I just spoke at a high school the other day down here in Las Vegas, and either some of the students knew everything about politics, they've watched all of the debates, they've got opinions, their vote hasn't been earned yet, but they care a lot, or the other students couldn't care any less. They're completely apathetic, and I've seen that even in adults as I've been speaking to everyone about this subject. It's an interesting climate down here in Las Vegas, as I'm sure you're up in northern Nevada, that we are a state that a lot of people are paying attention to right now. And so I'd say about 50% of the people that I've spoken to really involved themselves in this process so far. That's why I care so much about it, because this is very important. The decisions we make as a citizenry in the next year and a half are going to affect our nation for a long time. And so we need to involve ourselves in this process to the best abilities that we've got.
For the people that you're talking to who are engaged in watching all the debates, do you get a sense that it's almost like American Idol and they're ready to vote electronically now with their cell phones?
Everyone wants to vote electronically with everything. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that say they want to vote for me electronically at Miss America, too. It makes me laugh. But, you know, it has become kind of American Idol-ish just because it's who's in the front runner today and this week and what did they do and what's going on. And it's kind of like whose performance was the best last night, as opposed to, you know, whose value system do I agree with most and whose political objectives do I endorse. It's kind of become more of a popularity contest a little bit rather than focusing on the issues.
When it comes to issues, though, are the biggest issues in Southern Nevada as you travel around jobs and the economy, or are other things popping up?
It is going to be jobs and economy for sure. And that's not just for Nevada. Everyone is concerned about this. Every day we hear more, worse statistics about the unemployment rate here in Nevada. And I think ultimately this is not just having an impact on our economy financially, but mentally as a people. It can be discouraging just to see our neighbors are doing poorly at times. And we all have our personal struggles, and food prices are going up. And it's just something that that's on all of our minds every day. And so it's something looming, I guess, throughout the week.
One of the things that's talked about a lot is the Hispanic vote. A lot of the schools you're going to obviously have a large Hispanic population. How engaged are they in the process, and is there a fear of voting in that population?
I don't think there's a perfect answer for that. I haven't spoken to a lot of Hispanics about this. I guess, luck of the draw, a lot of the classes I've been invited to speak at haven't had a large minority status, and so I can't really give you an educated answer on that.
All right, well, let's bring it home, because your dad is State Senator John Lee. He decided he's not going to run for Congress, mm-hmm. But going to run for re-election. What does he and you think in your discussions at home about the whole redistricting process?
They've been really interesting, because for a long time it was kind of a shot in the dark. He didn't know who was going to be running against. He just kind of, he had high hopes and high expectations for a job he thought he wanted, and that was all just kind of transient, and he just wasn't sure about it. But it's been interesting. It's been interesting to see him. You know what's kind of funny, Sam? You didn't ask me about this, but I thought it'd be funny to tell you. It's been really interesting as my dad was preparing for a congressional race, and I'm preparing for Miss America. There were a lot of parallels there, and I don't think it was ever more evident to me how similar pageants and politics are. And I know that probably sounds goofy, but we are doing a lot of the same things as we both do our elections, so to speak. They're very different, but we have a lot of the same objectives, I guess you would say. We both got a platform that we stand on. We have to generate support and sponsorships, raise money, speak publicly. So it's kind of fun. We trade off stories for the day. Where'd you speak today? Who did you network with? And we bump into a lot of the same people.
I want to ask you this because not a lot of people shine light on this. But when your dad's at the legislature, that's 4 months where he has to be away for the most part from the family. How tough is that on the family?
It's not very tough, and I'll tell you why. Most of my childhood, he moved my family up there with him. So we never really have to be separated, and the only reason that we're separated now is because there are seven kids, and six of us are married. I mean, my older sister is about to get married in March, I think, so there's going to be six of us that are married now. So it's not because of his political involvement that the family is separated. It's just that we've grown up and we're out well on our way. But other than that, we all moved up and lived in Carson City and Dayton and Lake Tahoe throughout our childhood. I moved every 2 years, and more than that because we moved down in Las Vegas quite a bit. But it really hasn't had a terrible impact on the family environment.
All right. Well, listen, we want to wish you the very best of luck in the Miss America pageant. We'll be keeping our fingers crossed for you and watching when you're at Planet Hollywood. Congratulations on Miss Nevada. That in itself is a great accomplishment, and keep up the good work. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To beat the clock this Friday only, and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. One day only, get up to 50% off on HD TVs. Or shop early and save up to 22% store wide. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broke.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at GlassPro.
Excuse me, miss. You only paid for half of your meal.
Oh, you're welcome. I only ate a quarter of it.
Ma'am, you owe $22 on your membership.
I only worked out one day a week, so technically I paid for what I used.
I only drove 4,000 miles this year. That's all I have to pay for, right?
Absolutely. We only charge you for what you use.
Thanks. You guys really get it.
Introducing Drive Less, Pay Less, our biggest discount ever. Up to 50% savings. The less you drive, the less you pay. Only at Auto Insurance America.
So you can't save money? That's the easiest pie. Drink from the tap. A $3 bottle of water a day times 10 years times 6% interest is over 14,000 clams. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feedthepig.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here. Fred Lockin is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and Michael Hackett, vice president of All Risk Consulting. Pleasure to have you both here. So last night, we're taping this on the 23rd, on the 22nd, another of the debates, this one on foreign affairs primarily. Your thoughts, Mr. Lockin?
Well, I'm amazed.
And this was debate, what, 118?
Well, that was it. I was just going to say, I was amazed
How did they ever talk themselves into this? This has not been good. This has not really allowed for anything close to a vetting. The observation by your interview, Miss Nevada, I think was spot on, that it's so almost more like an American Idol-ish kind of thing where you now react. And news media, I think, at the national level has completely destroyed any value to this. They now pick more questions for those that are ahead in the polls that week. So it was more of the same. The same kinds of mistakes were made. Herman Cain seems to be very much in trouble. He is getting brain freeze after brain freeze now. And Newt Gingrich continues to amaze. The guy that we all thought at the beginning was irrelevant is there in the thick of things and being quite professorial.
Well, I think one of the things that I do find interesting is that we have a window onto these guys, because there's one thing about being on television practically every day is that people actually do get to know you. They do get to see your strengths and your weaknesses. And with Mitt Romney, it seems to be his strength is in saying as little as possible and letting everybody else implode around him.
Well, I agree with that, and I agree with what you said, Fred, and what Miss Nevada says as well, too. It really is becoming kind of a game show type of thing as well, too. But, you're right. They do get to make themselves a little more familiar with the candidates, perhaps not necessarily the way that you would like to be familiar or to the degree that you need to be familiar with these candidates to make an accurate decision. And it's, to me, it's almost kind of like a game of musical chairs, because, like you say, there are so many of these debates. It's going to be kind of like, well, whatever happens at the last debate, that may be how we have it going forward. So it's very, very interesting dynamic going on here.
And I'm happy in the sense that at least we're trying to break out of the contrived campaign model that is outrageous. I mean, the sound bite, saying nothing for fear of saying something. At least in the debates, there's the unknown. Many of these candidates have gotten caught. The depth of their understanding, or in Cain's case on Libya, the lack of depth of understanding becomes immediately apparent. Those are good things for voters.
And that speaks exactly to what you said about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is in the situation, like you say, where he's not saying much because he's trying to avoid going down the same road that Rick Perry has gone down, that Cain has gone down, and some of these others, simply by opening their mouths and not being properly prepared.
One of the things about this two-year campaign is, and we saw it very clearly with Barack Obama, who started out as a state senator in Illinois, then went to the United States Senate, had not served a full term. His lack of knowledge on all the major issues relevant to the presidency was pretty minimal, and yet that two-year process was where we really saw him on a learning curve on all these separate issues. And isn't that what really this turns out to be?
Well, it is. It's the certainly in the classroom, we would talk about the radical difference of the American political process from everyone else's. Normally, you earn your stripes, you're fully vetted within a party process before you ever emerge as a viable candidate. And I've always celebrated the Canadians or the Europeans, where you have such a fixed minimum period of time of campaigning, where in fact some
in Britain
finance,
it's 6 weeks
exactly, and you literally engage in public financing so that basically candidates can't be bought and paid for. There are a number of virtues going there, but in the American
not
process,
my business, buddy.
And boy, do I understand that. The reality here is that's how we train our candidates. I mean, they may wander in very ill prepared, and that was the complaint about Perry, is that he was coming in so late because a lot of the candidates were making mistakes earlier on, but they could get away with it. Perry was right there in the cameras during the debates.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was seen as a disastrous step, and it has cost him.
One of the things about Rick Perry's campaign is the number of press releases per day that they are putting out is insane. It can be 8-10 of them per day.
Yeah.
That is a little wacky.
I agree. And eventually, those that you're issuing these press releases to, the media, they become tone deaf to what it is you're trying to say. And the message, whatever that may be that you're trying to convey through that particular release, becomes lost, because it's like, here we go, another release from this particular candidate. What is he saying now that's really not important? And it winds up in the back burner.
One of the issues that came up last night that I thought was very interesting from Newt Gingrich was talking about what to do with illegal immigrants in the United States. And he was very bold, and he talked in the same terms that President Bush II talked about at the time, John McCain, Senator Reid, of actually having a program of not deporting people who have been here for a great length of time, 20 years plus, and of finding a way for them to get some kind of citizenship. Is there at this point in time a recognition, do you think, in the Republican Party that they really need to start reaching out to the Hispanic voter, which they have really not done very well in this campaign so far? Well, I don't think there's been a recognition, but there was a recognition by Newt Gingrich last night that, much as there has been by Bush and others, McCain, that there is an opportunity for the Republican Party to be a majority party in the 21st century, but it cannot make it that way as a group of wealthy, rich males. And that has been its voting block. It desperately needs to reach out, and there's a real opportunity in the Hispanics. It showed real courage. It showed real leadership. It was gutsy. And it didn't play well for McCain. It hadn't played well for Bush, so we'll see how it does for Gingrich.
And that was the problem for McCain, was that the party faithful were just not supportive of his position. He had to change his position very quickly. But, you know, we keep talking about how large the Hispanic vote is going to be, and it just seems to me that there needs to be some common sense, minimum, with this issue.
And I would agree with what Fred said. I don't think it's necessarily recognition of this particular issue, but I think it's Gingrich taking it upon himself to say, look, at the way this whole process is being conducted, the way we've behaved during these debates and conducted ourselves is really pretty awful. And I think he's trying to say that we have a bigger opportunity here, and he is really doing what he can to try to separate himself from the other candidates. And I think that was probably brought to light when one of the earlier debates, when he admonished the other Democrats, the other Republican candidates for their behavior during these debates. So I think he is really making a very concerted effort to separate himself, and I think he's doing a pretty good job, and I think it's working for him.
My hat's off to Gingrich for not wanting to simply pander. Another controversial issue last night was the question of whether or not the defense budget should be cut. And all of the other Republican candidates rolling over and playing, need to protect it.
Can't
we need every penny of defense spending. It's that logic, along with entitlements, that has us in our current budget problem. And so Newt Gingrich was showing courage and leadership, a concept of leadership that is absent this campaign so far, indicating that there does need to be an honest debate, and every agency is probably going to have to hand some money back.
And there's a certain sense of opportunism there as well, too, that Gingrich recognizes that perhaps the other candidates don't recognize.
It was very interesting. General Casey, when he was on this program, said the standing army alone is $500 billion a year. Just that one branch of the service. Yes, there is room to cut. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attained.
I have recommended it to many of my friends.
I would definitely recommend a CCNN student to other companies.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
I chose CCNN because I wanted something short and quick. They helped me with placements in the job that I have today. They pretty much pushed me.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
I have 3 kids and I really needed income.
I feel very successful and I owe everything to Career College of Northern Nevada.
If you'd like to begin a new career in health information technology or any of CCNN's programs, and if you are ready to be our next success story, call now.
It's no November at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. It's time to say yes to no. You'll pay no money down, no payments for 90 days, and have no holiday shopping worries. Get a $1,000 holiday gift card with every purchase, and that's no joke. Internet has the largest selection of light new vehicles in the area. Those in the know say no to new car depreciation. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, one of the top principals in the state, Jeff Geis.